Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
Welcome to Opinionated Marketers with Charles Nixon and me, Kieran Kapoor. Charles, I was getting really, really cross this weekend. In fact, was actually shouting at my phone as I was listening to a BBC podcast, which is all about Dare to Repair. It's a great podcast. It's all about how we should be allowed to repair items and programmed the dangers of programmed obsolescence, and why we need to keep upgrading things. But what really got me going was the opening section. Basically said, it's all about marketers. It's all the fault of marketers. If marketers hadn't come up with this idea of planned obsolescence, the world would be a better place. And I was sitting there going, it's not all about marketing.
No, I quite agree in that respect. It's if marketers hadn't come up with the innovations that have been required, we wouldn't be in the advanced state of civilization that we are, even though to some degree you could argue that there are elements that keep companies going on the basis of selling more and more new versions of the same basic subject or product. And in that respect, it's not just marketers, it is marketing communications, it's sales, it's finance, it's the short-term ism of the stock market, which is constantly demanding that CEOs and senior management teams perform in very short term rather than long term. So one could actually say it's the fault of capitalism, not just the fault of marketers. There is a fairly strong argument to say that we have consumed far more than we actually need to. Whilst you were listening to your podcast, I was actually moving the muck in the garden, which is an element of recycling, which most people could carry out even in a small garden. Yet increasingly these days, most people will put that into a green bin and ask the council to do it. 40 odd years ago, nearly everybody would have a vegetable patch and would be growing their own vegetables and recycling their own waste. So we have changed as a society as to what we expect others to do for us and in what we're prepared to do ourselves. I do think that there is a degree to which marketers perhaps need to be more robust in their organisations, especially now given the impact of any level of production and consumption on global warming and climate. And I think that's a subject we possibly want to come on to another time. But I think at the moment it is unfair to talk about marketers as being the sole cause of the lack of recycling and repairing.
It fits into this slightly dangerous modern narrative of it's always somebody else's fault. We were opinionated a couple of weeks ago about the wokearati and how it all seems to be a bit black and white. And it's much easier to go, oh, well, it's the marketer's fault for making me want to buy this, rather than actually, why did I feel I needed to buy this product? And there is a huge danger of just going, oh, well, it's their fault. It also gives marketers this idea that we are totally and utterly the manipulators. And I'm not certain that's fair.
I think that's undoubtedly not fair. I think for two reasons. One perhaps is laid at the feet of marketers. We have historically been bad at explaining marketing. Majority of people, majority of commentators still believe that marketing is just about communications. Essentially, as far as they see it, the commentators see that it is high pressure sales tactics, which basically makes me desire something even though I don't need it. But that's, as most marketers would know, not the main aspect of what marketing is about, unless you're a specialist. It is about understanding the needs of the consumer, trying to find a better solution to a particular problem. And the result of which is, as we know these days, is that the vast majority of marketing's time is about understanding the customer and finding innovation and new ideas to solve existing problems. And if we hadn't innovated, we would probably still be all using landlines and not mobile phones. We might be using analog mobile phones because that satisfied the need for a phone call, but didn't actually allow us to wander around with portable supercomputers in our pockets. So the element of looking for a need and satisfying it is what marketing is inherently about. And I think that's an element that we need to, as marketers, explain much more strongly to the public in general and certainly to commentators. I think the other aspect is that we as marketers do need to think clearly about the implications of what we offer, because one of the elements that I think is concerning is that we don't necessarily know what we do when we communicate. We believe that a communication is good if it increases interest or sales, but how does it happen? And I think we do let leashed a level of unknown, I've said this before, but hormonal changes within consumers as a result of marketing communications, which we probably don't realize. And I do think that the more we investigate this, the more we have to concern ourselves with the degree to which we turn customers on to buy things which perhaps are not needed.
One of the things I wanted to pick you up on, Charles, was when you and I were talking before this podcast, you suggested that maybe marketers should sign up to some sort of climate pledge, actually sort of to say, no, we will think about the impact of what we do on the climate. And while I'm quite interested in exploring that, I'm still think actually, unless everybody else around you, the sales, the finance, actually get on board with that as well, marketers are going to be sitting slightly crying into the wind there, because that's all very well, but if actually you're still being remunerated on sales, or the stock market still looks at you on the amount of sales and profit you make, then the marketer can be as ethical as they want to be, but they will possibly, it's possibly not going to be particularly career enhancing.
That's a very good point. I think that from what one sees around at the moment, the trend, though, is towards an ethical, a more ethical stock market, a more ethical investment policies. We see a lot of pressure on companies that are not making statements about carbon neutrality, pension funds disinvesting from carbon devastating companies, oil companies have been the obvious example. And I do think that there is a move which started perhaps with the American Roundtable of Business talking about adopting sustainability as one of its main mantras rather than profit maximization. And perhaps you're right that we, if we're not careful, we stand out as a sort of, as a from the rest within the organization. But perhaps on that front, maybe we should. Maybe we should be the beacon that is leading companies forward. I think from many small organizations and medium-sized organizations that I talk to, the culture in those organizations is very much in advance of the mainstream in terms of accepting that everything that those companies do must be ethical from the point of view of the planet as well as the supply chain. So I think we could develop this one a little bit more, but I do think that I would say that there is a lot of advantage in being out on the limb.
Yes, I think you're right about it. A lot of this is going to be led by small, medium enterprises, which is going to be quite interesting. A quick plug for the main podcast, which last Friday was actually looking at why companies don't talk about their ethical side. So companies that are leading on carbon capture, but are not actually telling anybody about it, and why that might be. So it's quite an interesting discussion on that one.
Before you leave, Kieran, one of the points that you were making before this was your comment about John Lewis's in the number 10 Downing Street discussions that have been ongoing, which fits very well into the point you were just saying about companies not talking about what they have been doing and should do. If I remember rightly, you are saying that John Lewis's announced that it did have a product recycling policy, or an old for new?
Yes, it was a slightly cheeky stunt that they did where they sent a John Lewis branded lorry to Downing Street and then posted a picture of that on Twitter with the caption saying, good thing we have a recycling service for old pre-loved furniture. And both you and I were agreeing that actually we had no idea they had a recycling service for old pre-loved furniture.
Yeah, and other companies will probably have the same thing. I can remember looking at a case study of WH Smith's, which did a huge amount of what was known as CSR work with local charities and educational bodies. Nobody gets to hear about it. And I think there is a marketing problem that many companies are going down the right lines, but they're just not telling anybody about it. And they may think that they shouldn't be blowing their own trumpet. Well, I think now they definitely should be making a noise about these things. It's important to the long-term success of their brands.
When we explored it in the last week's podcast, my two speakers were saying one of the issues was that when companies do stand up and go, we're trying to be ethical, they actually get hit by the tall poppy syndrome. So people start turning around going, well, you're not ethical about this. You might be carbon neutral, but you're not doing anything on trans rights, for example. And where companies don't put their head above the parapet, we seem to just shrug and go, oh, well, that's fine then. So you actually get held to different standards if you start putting forward an ethical area. But it is interesting. And I think, in fact, employees start to look for companies to be ethical.
Yes, I think that's very true. I think people, especially younger people, are looking for an ethical statement from the companies that they wish to be employed by. And I think shareholders are continuing to do so as well.
Thank you very much, Charles. Nice to speak to you, as ever.
Thank you. I'm sure it's a topic we shall come back to.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.